I admit that I've never spoken in public before, and I'm extremely nervous. So if I pass out, don't pick me up. I just have like some life experiences to share, and hopefully maybe you guys can learn from my mistakes. And then I have a little bit of rambling at the end. This afternoon, I'm actually going to talk about guys. And how sometimes we think that getting married or having a boyfriend or whatever is like the ultimate goal in life. That is what we think is going to be our happiness. And is very much not so. So I'm just going to share a little bit from what I went through. And I'll start from when I was like 11 years old, is when I met the first boy that just knocked me off my feet. I was just a little girl. I didn't know anything about guys or anything. And all of a sudden I was at a friend's house and he came over and I was just gone. And he was not even from a Christian family. He was not a Christian. So my desire at that time was, I prayed for him a lot because I thought, you know, well, obviously I'm going to marry him. And so he needs to become a Christian. So I prayed a lot that he would become a Christian. And I only saw him 2 times in my life, just like in that 1 week. That was the only 2 times I ever saw him, but he stuck. And I was still stuck on him 7 years later. But through those years, as I prayed constantly for him to become a Christian and nothing ever happened, I never saw him again, I didn't know where he was. I began to feel, well, I'll back up a second. I was like going through some really hard times in life at that time, and I thought he was the thing that was going to heal my broken heart. I thought he was what was going to make my life worth living. I thought he was what was going to give me the ultimate happiness. And so here, the only reason I couldn't, well, the fact that I didn't even know where he was, but the only other reason I couldn't go be with him was because he was not a Christian and I was, and I knew that would be wrong. So the devil started sowing lies in my heart, and I started doubting Christianity and was like, well, you know, if I wasn't a Christian, then I could go be with the only thing that's going to give me happiness. And if I stay being a Christian, I'm never going to be happy. Because, obviously, I can't marry this guy. Because God's not answering my prayer. So I was beginning to feel like God was standing in my way between this man and me. And that went on for quite a long time. I was very backslidden in my heart. And because I have a very bad memory, I can't exactly remember how this all, how everything played out. But eventually, I think I kind of got to the point where I realized, at about 7 years later, I realized probably I'm never going to see him again. So I kind of just got over him. And right around that time, I met another guy who I did not have any interest in whatsoever until my brother came and told me something he said about me. And I flipped again, just like totally. I was like, well, obviously then he's the one for me. He's the one that's going to make me happy. And he was around a lot. I hung out with him a lot. And everybody, all my wonderful friends, continually told me that he liked me. And even though he didn't. And just kind of, I just kind of got led on with him. And believing that he was my happiness again. And I'm losing my train of thought. I was just believing constantly that a guy was what was going to fill the void that was in my heart. Because with all everything I was struggling with, I was always, I mean, I cried myself to sleep probably every single night for 3 to 5 years of my life. I was just an emotional wreck. And I was continually looking for something to fill that void and to cover up the pain. And I was totally looking in the wrong direction. But anyway, as I finally came to the conclusion that this guy really did not love me either, that he was just kind of playing around with me, messing with me, even though he did not want me, he didn't really love me, it was like the whole world fell apart. When you build your hope on something that is going to fail you, when it fails you, there's just nothing there. And I finally got to the point where I got over that man, too, to a certain extent. And I'm very embarrassed even talking about this, but then I met another guy. Because I was constantly meeting somebody, and I was extremely insecure and extremely shy, so I would have never let on to a man that I actually liked him, or if I did like him, most likely I would have never even said a word to him. But so I met this guy, and he was different than the other two had been. And this time I thought for sure my whole life of searching had been ended, and this was the man. And again, we were together sometimes. We corresponded a little bit online. And again, all my wonderful friends led me on saying, I know he likes you, I know he likes you. And I wasn't so sure. I thought he might have, but I was, of course, hoping that he would, and because I believed that he was the thing that was going to make me happy, I knew that if he didn't like me, he would, surely. And as time went on, I began to, I think at that point in my life, I was beginning to wake up a little bit to the reality that guys are not the answer. And I can't remember how long it was, but I'm thinking it was maybe around a year that I kind of half held on to this guy. And eventually found out that he had a girlfriend. He got a girlfriend. And that basically ended my life. That was, I mean, I was as low as you could get. And I was dealing with a lot of health issues at the time, so I had asthma, like, really, really bad. And with all that stress, I remember the one week I had asthma so bad, I was just like wheezing all day and all night. And I think it was just from the stress of what I was going through. But I realized at the time when I realized that this guy did not love me, I gave up. I totally gave up everything. I had had all these high dreams of life, and I've always told everybody I was going to have at least 100 kids, and I was planning on adopting tons and tons of kids, and you know how you always just dream. If you're not dreaming, you're not living. Everybody dreams, and I realized one day that I had totally quit dreaming. There was absolutely nothing in the entire world that I wanted anymore. Because without that guy, nothing in the world mattered. Because I didn't want anything unless it had to do with him. So I had given up dreams of ever having a family. I was actually pretty bitter and angry. Told everybody I was never having a family. I was not adopting anymore. I was doing nothing. I was just waiting to die at that point. So, right around that time, I went to my grandma's in Michigan with my brother and sister. And I was basically a living zombie. There was nothing left to me. I had completely given up on everything. And I realized when I was there that I had gotten to the place where I could not even live anymore because I was so taken up with this pain that was just racking through my whole body. I was standing there getting a drink at my grandma's, and I had the cup pushed into the refrigerator, you know, how the water comes out, and I overfilled it just because I was so lost in my own pain of what was going on. And the next morning, I went to bed that night. I was like, I'm done. I said, I am just done. There is no reason to keep going. Because obviously at this point, there's no guy in the world, that's my answer, and God obviously doesn't care. Because I thought God was the one who had especially brought me together with the last man. It just, the way circumstances worked, I just felt like that was the answer. And so I went to bed that night and said, I'm just done. There's no reason to live anymore. Got up the next morning, and Harmony had left to take my grandma to an appointment, so Josh was there with me. And I had asthma so bad, I could hardly walk around the house. I went down to sit in my grandma's chair, and to get a drink because I'm losing my voice. And we don't have a TV, and I don't believe in television, but my grandma does, and sometimes when we're there, we'll watch Animal Planet with her. So I sat down in the chair and got the remote, and I was trying to find the Animal Planet channel, and I could not get it. It always worked, and that morning it just would not work. And I was very upset and crabby, and Josh would not help me. And I don't know what he was doing, something on the couch with his cell phone or whatever. And so I started flipping all these different channels and suddenly came to this man who, Stephen Curtis Chapman, and he was on TV, and so I stopped because my brother had some of his stuff, And so I thought, well, maybe Josh wants to see this. So I just randomly paused to see what it was. And he had adopted 3 kids from China. And he was telling about some experiences. And he was talking about a orphanage in China that had a room where they called the dying room. And when babies got so sick and so malnourished or whatever that they didn't think they were going to live anyway, they took them, put them in there on the bare floor, and left them there to die. And something awoke in me. That I hadn't felt for nearly a year. Because any time I ever watch videos of adoption, I always cried through the whole thing. I couldn't handle anything about adoption without crying. Because it's so something I want so bad. And as soon as I listened to this story he told, I immediately started crying. And it felt like God said to me right there, there is your reason to live. And I didn't do anything that day because we were busy with Grandma. But that night, when I went into my room and closed the door, I felt like God was right there. And he didn't come and like push himself on me, but I just felt like he was sitting there waiting for me to come to him. And so I finally just broke. And I was like, I realized in that moment that it was God that I was angry at and bitter at for what he had allowed to happen to me. And I just gave everything to him. I just released all the pain and gave up all the guys that I've been hanging on to. And I realized in that moment that it was him that could heal. And he was the ultimate joy. He was what would fill my heart. And he was what was going to give me the security I needed. And I have almost never felt such a relief to me as just suddenly realizing that there was actually still hope. And that the place where we found hope would never fail us. And I remember saying that night, I said, God, I am never, never going to go for another man in my life. I said, if you ever want me to get married, I want you to pick my man because I can't pick. Because if I try to pick, I'm going to mess up again. So, it was right after that, I was going to Mexico with some of my friends, and I was, at that point in life, I was done with guys. I mean, just done. I did not want a relationship. I did not want anything. I wanted to be left alone. And so we leave for Mexico. I actually don't know why, but for some reason I felt like if I went to Mexico, I could get away from guys. I don't know if I wasn't thinking that there was no guys in Mexico, but it seemed like all the ones who had hurt me so bad were here in Rhinelander, and if I could just get away from them, I would have a break, you know. And so we get to Mexico, and the people who pick us up from the airport, she's like, do you remember this guy by the name of such and such? Because we had been to Mexico one time before, and I was like, yeah, I remember him. And she's like, well, he just asked for you guys. And he says he can't remember any of the girls' names, but he knows, but he knew there was a Rachel. And I was like, oh, man, what's going on now? And so I did not sleep that entire night because I had hung out with this guy quite a bit when we had been in Mexico before for like 3 weeks. And I admit that I had kind of liked him. But I had absolutely no clue in the world that he had liked me. He was a very nice, respectable Christian. And so we, right after that, I found out basically that the whole of Mexico knew me. Everybody who had not met me or anything knew me because this man was just absolutely nuts over me. And people that had never met me before would come up and call me by my name because they had obviously seen pictures of me. And I was just like, after about 2 days of this, I was like, I just remember saying, God, I cannot do this. I don't want this anymore. It's just, it's too much for me to deal with. And the very first thing I did is I opened my hands and my heart to God, and I said, I am not getting a death grip on this man like I did the other ones, because you are the ultimate person in my life. And so from the very start, God was in between me and this guy. And as I spent 5 weeks in Mexico, and basically he was there every moment. And came home, we corresponded online for maybe 4 or 5 months. And I went back to Mexico then to see him, or to work in the orphanage. And he totally took me off guard, but he asked me at that point to marry him. And I was not expecting it. And I'm not going into that whole story because it was a big mess that doesn't need to be repeated, but I loved him more than I loved all of the rest of the guys put together. And I still love him. But because I had told God I would never marry anybody unless I was absolutely 100% sure that they would only bring me closer to God, is that I will not marry them. And this man was a good Christian, but he did a lot of stuff that I have stood against all my life. And because God was the ultimate person in my life, I was able to sort through it and realize that I did not have the right to marry him unless I knew that he would only lead me in the right way, and not only me, but also my kids. I couldn't marry somebody who I didn't know if they would raise my kids the right way. And so it was probably one of the hardest things ever, saying no to this man, and especially when you feel like there basically are no good Christian young men left. And of course the devil comes to you all the time and says, you know, maybe you'll never get married now. Maybe nobody else will ever love you. And if that's the case, then that's the case. But unless you are 100% positive that this man is only going to lead you in the right way, you don't really have any business marrying him. So now I would just kind of like to liken this to maybe any situation in life that you're facing where you, maybe there's something or somebody in your life that you think is going to make you happy, whether it's a cell phone or a computer, or, I mean, there's some very small, ridiculous little things that people think are the ultimate joy in life. And really, nothing like that is going to make you happy. If you're not happy before you get a computer, you're not going to be happy with your computer. The same thing with a marriage. If you're not happy before your marriage, you're not going to be happy with your marriage. Because the only thing that a marriage is putting two sets of problems together. So I would just like to encourage you, especially maybe some of you younger ones, even who have never been swept off your feet yet, to make God your ultimate joy right now. Because can you imagine what would have happened to me if I had been married back at 18? To this man who I thought was going to fill and heal and be everything to me. What I would have felt like when I woke up to the realization that a man cannot do that. Only God can do that. The Bible has many passages about Jesus being the healer and being nigh to them that are of a broken heart. I couldn't find my concordance at home. I don't know what I did with it, so I couldn't find all these passages, but there's tons of them all over, especially in Psalms, of Jesus healing or God being our strength. And that is what each one of us needs to do right now, especially while we're still young, is make that choice, that decision in our life. and find the ultimate peace and joy and strength and healing and comfort that God can give before you meet a man. Because once you meet somebody and your heart gets entangled in them, it's kind of hopeless to try at that point. If people come to tell you something like that, you're not going to listen, because I didn't listen either when people told me things like that. So I would just encourage you to all do that now, because Jesus is the real answer and the only one that can heal, the only one that will never, ever fail you. Every person in life at some point will fail you. But if you put your trust in God, He will never fail us. And I'm sorry, maybe that was just a bunch of rambling, but that's all I have.